Next case, please.
The next application is 11,808 Elwood R. Gilger Jr. and Christy E. Gilger seek variances from the rear yard setback sections 115-25C and 115-185F of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Sycamore Drive, approximately 647 feet south of Angola Road. The 911 address is 22865 Sycamore Drive in Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, MAP 11, parcel 11.20, parcel 81. Specifically, they're requesting a 3.9-foot variance and a 3.7-foot variance. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, one mail return. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Elwood Gilger, 22865 Sycamore Drive, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
All right, I'll start with the uniqueness number one. The lot of the residence is rectangle in shape. It's 50 feet by 100 feet, with the front yard being narrower than the rear yard. The residence itself sits on the back half of the lot. The lot is wooded and has numerous large trees surrounding the property. The lot is narrow on both sides and could not accommodate repositioning a hot tub or the screened-in porch. The space between the screened-in porch and the hot tub deck is landscaped with pavers and allows for proper egress from the house and the screened-in porch in case of an emergency. The rear yard backs to a wooded community common area. The trees on the lot and around the house are large and mature, and tree removal and lot redevelopment with the pavers and landscaping would be costly and cause a financial burden. Uniqueness number two, the structures on the property have been in place now for 12 years. The rear deck was converted into a screened-in porch in 2004. It is attached to the residence and has two access points from the residence. The hot tub itself sits on a detached wooden deck that was also constructed in 2004. The hot tub deck and the screened-in porch are both hardwired and connected to the residential electric service. I have no plans to expand on or add any additions to the residence, the screened-in porch, or the hot tub deck area. It would be a financial hardship to redevelop, re-landscape the lot, disconnect and redirect all the electrical service, and disassemble and reconstruct the screened-in porch or the detached hot tub deck. Uniqueness number three. 12 years ago in 2004, the previous owner, I believe the name was Moore, applied for a permit number 224041, and converted the rear deck into a screened-in porch and constructed the hot tub deck. The screened-in porch is 16.1 feet from the rear yard, from the rear of the property line, which is 3.9 feet over the required 20-foot rear yard setback. The hot tub deck is 1.3 feet from the property line, which is 3.7 feet short of the required 5-foot. The property has been sold a couple times since 2004. I purchased the property on June 18th, 2015, and have made no additions or modifications to the property. Uniqueness number four. The screened-in porch and the hot tub deck do not alter the character of the neighborhood or encroach onto any neighboring property lines. The screened-in porch and hot tub deck have been in place for 12 years and are not degrading to the neighborhood or the neighbor's property values. I've consulted with my neighbors and the Angola by the Bay Property Owners Association, and there are no issues or complaints with the property's appearance or configuration. Uniqueness number five. I'm requesting a variance to reduce the rear yard setback from 20 feet to 16.1 feet to accommodate the pre-existing screened-in porch, and a variance of 3.7 feet to allow the pre-existing hot tub deck to remain 1.3 feet from the property line. The reduction of 3.9 feet from the rear yard setback and the reduction of 3.7 feet for the rear from the rear property line is the minimum variance required to allow the screened-in porch and the hot tub deck to remain without causing any financial hardship or redevelopment of the existing property. And again, the screened-in porch and the hot tub deck were pre-existing from 2004, and I again purchased the home in 2015.
Start at Mr. Burton, if you have any questions at this time.
So, I mean, you said it was sold two or three different times and never been caught before?
No.
Until you bought it?
Correct, sir.
Yeah.
Or, I believe that's true.
Yeah. And it was like that when you bought it and everything?
Yes, sir.
Okay, no other questions?
Okay. Mr. Rick?
So that means that you don't have a mortgage. You didn't have a mortgage on there going through a bank. Is that correct?
Negative. I have a mortgage. This is how it was. It was brought to my attention the day before settlement. And
prior to that, the properties that were sold a couple of times must not have had, because the banks normally need a...
I believe the person that I purchased the house from, I believe, paid cash.
And so that means that you, when you went to get your mortgage and this all came about, they say, hey, you're in violation. You got to get this corrected before we can help you out.
Well, ironically, they didn't really tell me I was in violation. What they said when the title insurance paperwork came through, okay, they said, we'll cover you for everything except this. And then that's when I started digging, and this was literally a day before settlement. And
wow, I guess that was a surprise to you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
No other questions?
Thank you. Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
Yes, Ms. Cornwell, is there a certificate of occupancy for the porch? The applicant stated that there was a permit.
I would have to look into that to verify.
Okay. How high is that hot tub deck from the ground? It says on the drawing, low level deck. Is it within a few inches or ground level?
It's sitting on, I think, 2x6s that are probably 2 inches from the ground.
2 inches?
Yeah. The corners of that are sitting on like a 1-inch paver or something, I believe.
So under 6 inches.
Affirmative. Yes, sir. Sorry.
Military?
Yes, sir.
Mm. Military again?
Yes, sir.
Sir, yes, sir.
Can tell that.
No other questions.
Nobody.
No questions.
Thank you. Dang, hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
I believe we had one in favor, Mr. Chairman.
I did get that one. I've been sure. So, Terry, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. She was first one, Mr. Chairman. You didn't see it. I looked right at her.
Mr. Chairman,
you must be an auctioneer, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, sir.
I think in regard to uniqueness, excuse me, there is a uniqueness in both the property in its irregular shape and the situation where it was permit was acquired, but we don't know if a CO was given or requested, and I think that now it's not can't be developed or in strict conformity. This is the way the applicant bought the property. I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously, it wasn't created by the applicant, but the previous owners or owners, we didn't hear any testimony that it would alter the central character of the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare. I think it's a minimum to afford relief. And I'll also note that in the past, office policy has dictated that even the rear the furthest variance request of 3.7 feet for the deck typically has in the past has not been necessary, but we'll go ahead and make that in the motion to be included as well. So I make a motion that we approve case number 11,808 for both variances.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard that we approve case number 11,808 for both variances. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills? Mr. Portman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Now, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, Case number 11,808 is approved, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.